Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen. Like never before.
Wave your hand one more time and just thank him. It's a Thanksgiving service. Father, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I glorify you, Lord. I express my gratitude and my love for your goodness. Take all the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Father, we are grateful this morning. It's the last Sunday. We have come again as a church, as individuals, as family, to express our gratitude to you. Lord, let the blessing of thanksgiving be our portion this morning. Let the blessing of gratitude be our portion this morning. Let the people praise thee, O Lord, and the people praise thee. The Bible said, then the earth shall yield their increase. Our God will bless us, and the ends of the earth will fear him. By the reason of our thanksgiving, let fearful favor be our portion. In the name of Jesus. This morning again, Father, give us understanding of your word. Let every life in this service be blessed. Let every life and in this service be blessed. Let no one go home the same way we came. For all you do, we vow to give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are a believer in the house, you can say a loud amen, please. Welcome your neighbor again to the left and right. Tell them you are welcome to church. God will do you good. In Jesus' name. Celebrate the Lord with a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's also the final day of Operation Living Sacrifice. Amen. Please, can you celebrate the Lord? God who is walking in our midst, saving the souls, gathering the souls. Hallelujah. I want to believe that every kingdom input, everyone that has involved, everyone that has engaged, get ready. Because your time of favor will begin to speak. Amen. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. Psalm 34 and verse 10. The young lion do lack and suffer hunger. It said, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. They that seek the Lord and the advancement of his kingdom, they shall not want any good thing. I therefore want to prophesy upon you, for every winner that is engaging and have engaged, that you will not lack any good thing. Amen. Amen. Please, when you are being blessed, connect with it and receive it with loud amen. Amen. I say you will not lack any good thing. Amen. You will not lack any good thing. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. The favor that God bears to his people, particularly to those that advance his kingdom, I decree and I declare that that favor will begin to follow you from now. In Jesus' precious name. Understanding the benefit of following divine direction, part 4, is the fourth Sunday. We have been on this series all through. We are going to be wrapping off today because it's the last Sunday. But again, as I have said, all through the month, few foundations have been laid, and we have established the fact that divine guidance is a school that no believer can graduate from. We don't graduate for divine guidance. We don't. Hallelujah. We can't graduate from it. Romans 8:14. As many that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 58 and verse 11,
The Bible says, and the Lord shall guide thee continually. So it's a continual thing. It's not once and for all, it's once and again. Somebody say once and again. Psalm 23 and verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So we don't graduate from the school. It's a school for life. Everybody says it's a school for life. Please louder, you can say it's a school for life. Loudest you can say is a school for life. And when it becomes your school for life, verse 6 becomes your portion of Psalm 23. Surely, goodness, mercy shall what? Follow me. How many days? Because it's a school for life. If you don't want badness and trouble to follow you, you must subscribe to the school of divine guidance. Remember again the scriptures we have read, Isaiah 48:17. I am the Lord your God. I teach you to profit and lead you. I teach you and I lead you. Allow me to teach you. You think you know it all, but let me teach you. Hallelujah. Let me also lead you in the way that you should go. All your calculations are right. All your analysis are right. You have done all your feasibility check. You have done all your questionnaire. But have you take time to check with me? In verse 21 of that scripture, it said, and they tasted not when he led them. You see that? So when God is leading you, your thirst disappears. Even in the midst of the deserts. Deserts are known for dryness. But in the midst of desert, it caused water to flow out of the rock. Hallelujah. I don't care the stone before you. But if God guides you to that stone, water will come out of it. Amen. Somebody say, believe in amen. Amen. You will never know a dry season again. Please join me to say the loudest amen. Amen. So it's not enough for us to have visions. Vision talks about plans. We must start taking steps in line with the leading of the Spirit to see those visions come to pass. We must take steps. Somebody say, I must take steps. It's not enough to have visions. James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25. Please, let's read quickly, media. It says, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. What? Deceiving yourself. That is the greatest deceit, to deceive yourself. When people deceive you, yeah, that's maybe okay. Leave them to their deceit. But when you begin to deceive yourself, you have become the greatest enemy of your life. And when do you know you are a deceit? When you are a hearer and not a doer. I want to believe, and that's the truth, that in our world today, we don't have limits of information. There's information everywhere, two of us. Google it, ChatGPT it. There's nothing you want now. In the fling of your finger, you'll get it, two of us. Even the Bible is right before us. You have your Bible. So in case you claim to say, well, what the pastor preached on Sunday, I don't agree. But you have your Bible. But please don't live in self-deceit. So it's one thing for God to lead, is another thing for you to follow. I believe Matthew 4:19. It's one thing for God to lead, is another thing for you to follow. And please note, God will never force himself on you. Never. He's willful if you want. In the days of his power, the people shall be what? Willing. Psalm 110 and verse 3. Please note those scriptures down. Hallelujah. And check them out by your own time. The people
people shall be willing. But willing is not enough. We must couple the will with the obedience, the doing. Isaiah 1:19, the Bible says, if you are willing and obedient. Somebody say obedient. So it's not enough. Goodwill is okay. Motive, good. Action, wrong. It will still end the wrong way. Are you getting that now? Motive, well, I want to do it. But do it. I have heard what God said. Yes, but go that way. If your sat-nav say right, 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 and you turn left, 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 and you don't know the road, where will you arrive? Oh? Wrong destination, period. Your sat-nav is not going to force himself on you. God is the ultimate sat-nav of our life. Let's open up. I saw something very strong, particularly this week. It's been coming very, very strong. Hallelujah. And I want us to look at it very quickly. We'll just read it. And I believe it's going to make a lot of sense. Isaiah chapter 30 from verse 1. Amen. Isaiah 30 and verse 1. I want you to look at what the Lord is saying. This is the issues of many Christians. God is talking. They are hearing. But they are not doing anything. It's a woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord. But not of me. And that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, so that they may add sin to sin. You went the wrong way yesterday. You are still going the wrong way today. The Bible says you are piling up sin to sin. Sin to sin. That is the lot of rebellious children. Verse 2. That walketh to go down to Egypt and have not asked from my mouth. Don't go that way. Ask. Remember, he started by talking at my children. They are my children, but they are not listening to me. They walk to go the way of Egypt. Now, Egypt in those days are the most civilized nation. Many of us know Egypt. Egypt used to be one of the most civilized nations in the world. That's why you see it there in the Bible. The Egypt, the Israelites, and all of that. They are like the United Kingdom now, and like the United States that we talk about, the G8, the G7, and all of that. Egypt used to be the top nation. So everybody wants to go to developed nation, and they have not asked of my mouth. Hallelujah. Please, nobody told me about you. So in case I'm talking and you say, is Pastor talking to me? No, I'm not talking to you. What I'm saying is listen to what God is saying. And I'm speaking with passion. And I'm speaking with precision. Did you hear the testimony of the lady? I came in January. Are you getting that? You need to listen to what she said. I wanted to get a job in banking. They said no experience. As I went to the Lord, you the one who led my feet here. We're over to you. And then you got a call on Friday. We don't care whether you have experience or not. Because when God leads, doors must open. Simple. Period. This one that you are struggling to open the door, ask yourself, is it God that led you to that door? That's it. That's the difference. Oh, listen, that's the difference. A lot of people have found themselves in frustrating corners because God did not let them there. That career you are doing, can you truly say God led you to that career? Or is money that led you there? If I just get this career, I'll be making big money. Okay. You have forgotten that in every career, there are also poor people in it. We used to think that doctors are rich. It's not true. I've seen a doctor that is begging before. I have seen it. I've seen it. We used to think that engineers, well, they earn good money. It's not true, sir. You know, when I was in Africa, I never thought there are homeless people in UK until I came to UK and I saw people on the street. Are they not dead there in our street?
I used to think. So listen to me. There are no great nations. There's only a great God. If you follow God even to the desert. Did you hear what he said? He said, I will make water to come out of the desert. Why? I am the one that led you there. Somebody say, I hear. Don't just be jumping by feeling so that you don't kill yourself before your time. Please, I beg you. Verse 2 of that scripture. So they are not taking counsel from my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh. Do you know what that means? Pharaoh used to be one of the strongest government of those days. Well, my government in my country, useless. I will go to a place where the government is working. Not true. Not true. There are some things you are privy to say, but we're not going to say it on this altar. So nobody come and start spotlighting on us. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Every government is looking for his interest, in case you are not aware. And to trust in the shadow of Egypt. You see, do you see that in all of this thing, there is no God there? They are just depending on people. Depending on people. That's why today some people will not work with their hand, but they will take all the benefits from the government. Not knowing that there is no benefit that can enrich you. It's only for the poor. So what you have said is that I want to be poor all my life. Keep giving me. Keep giving me. Because the hands that collect is always down. The hands that give is always up. So if you want to be up in life, you must be a part of the givers. In case you are not aware. So Satan is making you settle for less. Lying all kind of lies. You came as husband and wife. You say you are single. For what? Because you want what? That cannot be from God. I tell you the truth. In case nobody is telling you. It can't be from God. To lie for your status because you want to stay in a country. Wake up. Wake up. That's mesmerizing with your destiny. I'm telling you the truth. You are piling up sin to sin. It's coming after you. Wake up! Hallelujah. And tell yourself the truth. Verse 3 of that scripture. Amen. Today's teaching is a warning. That's why I'm spending here. Because we are wrapping up today. So that you can listen to me. In the school of divine guidance, it's never too late to be right. When you notice that you are going the wrong direction, what do? Make a U-turn. Stop piling sin to sin. He said, therefore, shall the strength of Pharaoh be their shame. Can you see that? You are trusting in the government. He said, it shall be their shame. And the trust in the shadow of Egypt shall be their confusion. You shall not be confused. I say, you shall not be confused. I say, you shall not be confused. I say, you shall not be confused. Jeremiah 17 and verse 5. Woe unto him that trust in man. Woe unto him that trust in man. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man, and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart has departed from the Lord. Please lift up your hand and say, Lord, have mercy. Listen to me. Man is always a variable. Any day, anytime. Man can promise you now, but something can happen tomorrow and they tell you, sorry, I can't do it again. You can't kill the man because man is always a variable. It is therefore wisdom that every child of God must submit to the leading of God per time. He never leads downward, he always leads forward. Somebody, if you hear, say, I hear. Your destiny in Christ is an adventure. Don't mind where you are now. You are going to get to your destination. Amen. Say louder, amen. Amen. Proverbs 4 and verse 18, the power of a joy is like a shining light, and it shines more and more until the perfect day. Every vision may start as nothing, but as you keep following divine direction,
Something is coming out of it. And at the end, it shall be marvelous. I didn't hear amen. I said, I didn't hear a louder say amen. Job 8:7, though thy beginning may be small, he said, thy latter end shall greatly increase. People of God, please enjoy the process. Enjoy the process. Somebody said, we enjoy the process. Stop this haste. Haste is not of God. Stop trying to make haste. Stop signing things in haste. Hallelujah. Amen. Zechariah 4:10. It says, despise not thy small beginning. Don't despise your small beginning. A greater future is awaiting you. Please join me to say a louder amen.
Amen.
Why are we saying this? Only God knows tomorrow. If you hear, say I hear.
I hear.
Only what? Only what? Only what? If I ask you, do you know what will happen tomorrow? You tell me, I don't know, Pastor. You know today, but even the next hour, nobody knows. Jeremiah 29, verse 11, the revised version. He said, for I know the plans I have for you. See, here's the Lord. I'm reading the revised version. Plans of warfare, not for evil, to give you a future and an hope. Only God knows tomorrow. So let him. You are not sure of tomorrow. Let the one who is assured of tomorrow lead you towards tomorrow. If you want to arrive at your glorious end. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah 46 verse 9 and 10. Remember the former things of old. Remember the former things of old. For I am the Lord. There is none like me. There is none like me. Verse 10. Jeremiah, Isaiah 46 verse 10. He said, declaring the end from the beginning. Ancients of days. The Alpha and the Omega. The finisher. And the ending. Can you see that? Declaring what? The end. From what? That's the God you serve. Say, that's the God I serve. So please, settle down with the God that knows the end. You will end well.
Amen.
I say you will end well.
Amen.
I say you will end well.
Amen.
And so you will end well.
Amen.
So the lesson to learn is to follow through. Follow through the lesson that the children of Israel had. There are no glass ceiling in our destinies, but we only arrive there step by steps as we are guided by the Spirit. Step by step. Exodus 13:17. Then it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Egyptians. Although that was near. For God said, lest the people change their mind when they see the war and return to Egypt. Verse 18. So God led the people around by the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up in other ranks of the land of Egypt. He led them step by step. Deuteronomy 7 and verse 22. I like this scripture. He said, the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee. By little, by little. Somebody say little by little. A journey of 1,000 miles, the Englishman says, begin with a step. Please help me tell your neighbor, little by little. That's how life is. Calm down, please. Little by little. Not big, big. Little by little. God has given you a great destiny, yes, but you will start small. So enjoy the process. Somebody say, I will do. Because that's the reason. I'm 30 years old now. I'm not married. I'm entering my menopause. My menopause. Hey, God. Before you know, when will I have my child? And you have put yourself under unnecessary duress.
So any man on the street has become an husband. Immediately a man is talking about you, you're already asking yourself, is this my husband? What a pressure. Calm down. God has great destiny for you. Don't sell up for anything. Little by little. Little by little. Somebody say little by little. I will enjoy the process. Say it again. Say little by little. I will enjoy the process. But I will arrive at the end. Give Jesus a big hand of praise.
In 1982, when this commission started, God said in a vision that the time will come in this commission, you will have 50,000 seater. When they were not yet 100. Can you see how God works? He always tells you the end. But when you are 100, should you now start to say you want to go and beat 50,000 seater? You will die before your time. That's the issue with many people. It's a big dream, but they don't understand that you have to start small. It's a process. God said you will have a book industry that will print in industrial scale when you were still 100. If you now say, well, everybody, God has spoken. We are going to have an industry that will print in industrial scale. Everybody will just be clapping over it. God bless you, Pastor. How are we going to get there? Little by little. Little by little. Bishop Oedipo said there was a time he was a vendor of books. He would carry those books of his patriots, Kenneth E. Hagin, Copeland, and he would be selling them and sell them. Here are you, God say you will write, but you are a vendor. It's called little by little. Somebody say little by little. Today now, is his book not around the world? It's called Little by Little. Please, again, if you have not heard anything, hear this. Pay attention to the process. Don't break ranks. In the school of direction, it will lead you little by little. But you will get there. Louder you can, you say louder, amen. So what is the benefit of divine direction if I'm following it? Number one, if you follow divine direction, it will allay all fears. Somebody say, we allay all fears. Although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Psalm 23, verse 1 all the way to 6. When God is leading you, there is no fear. There is no fear. There is assurance. There is no fear. So fear is a test. If you are afraid, please mind your step. Because Job said in Job chapter 3 and verse 25 and 26, if I'm not mistaken, he said, the things I am afraid of, they've come on me. Fear makes a victim. Fear is a trap. Fear is a curse. So if there's any fear at all, it's a proof that God is not leading. Number two, he secures supernatural victory. Somebody say supernatural victory. Job, Joshua chapter 6, verse 1 to 20. God told Joshua what to do. As you approach the wall of Jericho, sound the alarm 7 times. Go around it 7 times. Shout around it 7 times. And the wall of Jericho will fall down on your flat. As they did, as he said. The Bible says in verse 20, as they did, as they sounded, it came to pass that the people shouted when the priest blew up the trumpet. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet. They heard the sound. They were not just doing what they would do. When they hear, it was like an indication, a signal. When God said go, you go. When God says stay, you stay. As they did by the signal, it came to pass that the wall
of Jericho did what? Fell down flat.
They didn't touch it. No struggle. Supernatural victory. Supernatural victory. I know you are going through battles, but if you can listen to the sound, you will not need to fight. God will fight for you. You will hold your peace, and still the victory shall be handed to you. Somebody say, believe in amen. You don't have to fight everybody. Why are you fighting everybody? You fight your husband, you fight your children, you fight your wife, you go to work, you fight. Even work, they know you are a fighter. Church, you are a fighter. Why are you too aggressive? Wait for the sound. Sometimes, in the midst of a battle, you just need to be quiet. And just be quiet all through. And God will do the job. You will not lose any battle again in your life. Amen. I didn't hear your louder amen. Amen. Somebody say supernatural victory. Number three, it will always be well with the led. When God is leading, it's always well. It's always well. Isaiah 45 verse 1 to 3. I will hold your hands. I will open the two leaf gates. I will cause the gates of bars to be loose. Loose the loins of king. Open before you the two leaf gates. Gates shall not be shut. Verse 2. I will go before you. Make the crooked way straight. Break in pieces the gate of brass. Cut asunder the bars of iron. When God is holding your hand, I will give you treasures of darkness. Hidden riches of secret places. So that you will know that I am your God. I call you by my name. Say as the Lord of hosts. Say louder, amen.
Amen.
It shall be well with you.
Amen.
I say it shall be well with you.
Amen.
God only goes with the led. And if God be for you, nobody can be against you. Romans 8 and verse 31. You will not lose any battle again.
Amen.
Somebody say believe in amen.
Amen.
Louder you can, a louder amen.
Amen.
Lord, I submit my will to your will. You are my Lord and my Savior. Take charge. You are my Lord and my Savior. Do what? Take charge. Take charge. And as you do, allow God. And when God shows you or tells you, please don't sit. Take steps based on what God has said. You will sing a new song. One day of favor is greater than 100 years of labor. Say, will be my time of favor has come. Louder, you can say, my time of favor has come. Exodus 3 and verse 21. I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty. When God favors a man, emptiness goes out of that man's life. I decree and declare that you shall not be empty.
Amen.
Now listen to me. There are two lanes of life. You cannot be neutral. The first lane is called the lane of labor. The second lane is called the lane of favor. One is manual. The other is automatic. Make a choice. One may be slow, but the other is guaranteed to be fast. If I ask you now, between going through the staircase and taking a lift, what would you like? It's a lift. It's easier. That's how favor is. Labor is the staircase. Favor is the lift. They are not the same. But two of them are channels to take you where you want. In Psalm 30 and verse 5, I like this scripture. It said, in thy favor is life. In other words, when a man's life is favored, weeping is gone out of him. He said, weeping may endure but for a night, but joy comes in the morning. By favor.
by
favor.
Favor is what turns your sweat
into sweat.
In labor, you sweat to win. In favor, you watch to win.
It's a choice.
Favor turned 430 years of labor of the children of Israel and turned it overnight. Exodus chapter 12, verse 36. When God came to the children of Israel, they were in captivity for 430 years. God stepped in and everything changed. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. That's their captors. So that they lent unto them such things as they required. Somebody say they require. That means everything you need is made available. It's called favor. When favor is upon a man, that man don't lack. That man don't want. Everything you need, everything you require. Now, listen to me in case you are not aware. What you need in this life is not in heaven. It's on the earth. In case you are not aware. It's in the hand of somebody. Two of us. It's in the hand of somebody. Two of us. It's in the hand of somebody. Two of us. It's not in heaven. It's already here. He's already here. All you need is for God to touch that person. And that person will release it. Can I prophesy? As we enter into this week, everywhere your blessing is waiting, your promotion is waiting, your favor is waiting, anyone holding it, anyone that needs to be touched, I decree right now that they begin to move for your favor. Systems begin to move for your favor. The economy begins to move for your favor. People begins to move for your favor. Even the galaxies, the weather, when it came to time that Joshua must win the battle, God made the weather to stand still for his favor. I decree that the weather will respond to your favor. Somebody believe that, say the loudest amen. But hear me quickly. We don't wait for favor. We trigger favor. Proverbs 13:15. Good understanding giveth favor. What does that mean? There is something you must understand and you must do to provoke favor. Psalm 55 and verse 12. The B part. He said, even the rich among them shall entreat. You will entreat. Psalm 45 verse 12. You entreat the favor. 45, 12, please. You entreat it. You trigger it. If you wait for it, you will wait for too long. There is something you must do. The following are the ways to provoke favor from God. I just put them out there and then we'll begin to pray. Number one, you want to provoke favor. You must be born again and remain so. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Can you see that? By grace. That grace is talking about favor. You are saved. Psalm 5 and verse 12. Thou will bless the righteous. With what? With what? With what? What does God bless the righteous for? Favor. Until you find yourself in the place of the righteous, you are not a candidate for his favor.
Psalm 106 and verse 4. Look at what the Bible says. David was praying, "Remember me, Lord, with the favor that thou beareth unto thy people." Listen, God's favor is not for everybody. It's for his people. If you can be his people, you are a candidate for his favor. His people, not everybody. Number two is you must be given to kingdom stewardship and advancement. Kingdom stewardship and advancement. What do I mean? Your heart is burning and panting after God and the advancement of his kingdom. Psalm 102, verse 13 to 15. Thou will arise and have favor upon Zion, for the time to favor a year, the set time. I'm triggering his time of favor. Can you see that? Verse 14 and 15. He said, for thy servant, not everybody, thy servant, those who serve the pleasure of God and his kingdom are candidate for timely favor. Part time. Equate that with Matthew 6:33 means the same thing. You are seeking God and the advancement of the kingdom is will be hardening everything towards your direction. Somebody say, I hear. So I want to congratulate everyone who is a servant of God. I'm not talking about a pastor. I'm talking about somebody who is serving God and the interests of his kingdom and not passive as a kingdom citizen. God will visit you with favor. Number three, you must stay in love with God. Staying in love with God. Staying in love with God. And entitles believers to flow with favor. 1 Samuel 13 and 14. That was the story of David. You are not only born again, you stay. Somebody say stay. Louder, you can say stay. You are not only a righteous person, you stay. You stay. The staying power. You are not hot and cold. You stay burning for God. That was the testimony of David. In 1 Chronicles 29, verse 9, you see also the love of David because of my affection for God. My affection. Affection talks about love. How affectionate are you about in God? Does the things of God move you or does it move you at all? Many people, every other thing moves them. They are thin, but not the love of God. 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse 4. You see the testimony of David. God was expressing his blessing upon David. David said, the Lord, house of my father, I say, I'll be the Lord God of Israel, chose me before the house of my father to be king over them, for he has chosen Judah to be ruler of the house of Judah, the house of my father. Among the sons of my father, he liked me. The word there, you can turn that word like to favor. God favored me and made me king. I'm not qualified, but because of my affection for God, he qualified me. Number four, you must walk in obedience, particularly the obedience of faith. Obedience to every instruction. John 14, 21. He that has my commandment and keepeth them is he that loveth me. It is he that loveth me. I will love him. My Father will also do, and we will manifest. We will manifest. May the Lord manifest himself upon you today. People of God, we must be doers of the word. It makes us qualify for his favor. So beware of disobedience. The more you disobey, the more you become an anti-agent of favor. You hear what God said? Go! Don't sit! Number five. This one will bless somebody now. Do you want favor? Continue to seek the good of others. Proverbs 11:27. I like this scripture. He that diligently seeketh good does what? The word procure means buys favor. Christians,
I know
you want somebody to favor you. Question, who are you favoring? Because life is about seed and harvest.
Particularly when you notice that in your lifetime, favor is becoming scarce.
Please check. Perhaps there are no seeds of favor that you have sown over time.
If you want the harvest of favor,
you must sow the seeds of favor. Ephesians 6, 8. Knowing this fully well, that whatsoever good thing you do to others, the same you shall receive of the Lord. If you hear, say I hear. And finally, live a lifestyle of thanksgiving and praise. The praiseful will be favorful. Psalm 67 verse 1, all the way that we read. If you read verse 5, say, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield that increase, and our God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. What will he bless us with? Psalm 5 and verse 12, the Lord will bless the righteous with favor. So the more praiseful and thankful you are, the more favorful you become. So don't settle for depressed moment. In Mark 6 and 22, we saw the account of Oriadiah's child. Yes? The daughter of Oriadiah came in and danced and pleased Herod and them that sat with him. And the king said to the damsel, ask of me whatsoever you will, I will give it to you. She was pleasing the king with a lifestyle of dance. Your praiseful lifestyle causes God to shower favor on you. In Psalm 149 verse 3 to 4, look at what the Bible says. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with timbre and harp. Verse 4, for the Lord will take pleasure like that king. And what will he do? He will beautify them. Your life will be full of beauty. Amen. Somebody receive that with a louder amen. Amen. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I decree upon you that that grace for a praiseful lifestyle becomes your portion. Amen. If you were here in the one night with the king, you already know what I'm talking about. In the name of Jesus, anything that wants to take your praise, I curse it this morning. Anything that want to fill your heart with sorrow, I curse it this morning. Amen. Anything that want to take your testimony, I curse it this morning. Amen. Say with me, I am the one God with favor. The loudest you can, I am the one God with favor. Beginning from now, beginning from today, beginning from this week, I am entering into my weeks, into my season of supernatural favor. You receive that, say the loudest amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Rise up on your feet. It's my season of favor. 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 In Proverbs 23 and verse 18, the Bible tells us there, he says, surely there is an end and thy expectation. It is what you expect that you experience. For me, from today, is my season of favor. For me, from today, is my own season of favor. For me, from today, is my own season of favor. I don't know what your season is, but for me from today, it's my own season of favor. I am leaving the path of labor. I'm entering the path of favor. I'm leaving the path of sweat. I'm entering the path of sweat. I'm leaving the pathway of misfortune, and I'm entering the pathway of fortune. Somebody is declaring that upon their life. Lift up your hands and thank God for his blessings of his word. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory, honor, and adoration. Thank you, Lord, for the things you are already set to do. And blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You believe God, please say the loudest amen. As we begin to get ready to receive prophetic blessings and to begin to get ready to shut down, please, it's important. Like we said, God has a favor that he beareth to his people. Psalm 106 verse 4. It's only for his people. How can I become that his people? In Matthew 11, 28, he said, come to me. Come. O ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. I want to give you this kind of rest. John 3, 3, he said, except a man be born, he cannot see. You see, for you to be a member of a family, you have to be born into that family. Or you have to be adopted into that family. Salvation is our way of being born and being adopted into the kingdom of God. People of God, I don't know about you, but the best thing a man can ever do is to surrender his life to Christ. Because when he does that, Christ comes into his life and begins to do the things, begin to turn his life around. I want to quickly pray for anyone in service. Pastor, I want to be born. I want to be a part of God's family. Now listen, you can be a member of a church, but you are not a member of God's family. The only way to get to that place is that you must accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, not the church. So that is what we want to do. Pastor, pray with me. I want to accept Jesus. I want to be a member of that family. I want to be a member of the citizen of heaven. Ephesians 2:19 says that you become a member of the citizen of heaven. So when your time on the earth is over and you leave this earth, you are guaranteed to get down to the citizen of heaven that you belong. Please check yourself quickly. You want us to pray for you. Please, wherever you are, you come forward and we'll pray for you. God bless you in Jesus' name. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to surrender to Christ. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to totally hand over. I've done it my way, but it's not working. But now I want God to come and take over. Please, wherever you are, take a bold step. God bless you. Church, clap your hands for Jesus. Let's encourage them. You are blessed. You are blessed. They're already coming. Let's encourage them, please. God bless you. 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 You can come quickly. Please, nowhere is too far. Just come quickly. Let's receive you. And we are going to pray. Everyone coming in front, once you come into front, just bow your heads and talk to Jesus. Tell him how you feel. He's hearing you. You don't have to be special about it. Just tell him, talk to him, and we'll pray for you quickly. Please, if you want to come quickly, come quickly. You are a young man, you are a young woman. Anywhere you are, please quickly rush down here and come. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Those of us in front, put your right hand on your chest. Your chest meaning where your heart is. You are simply telling Jesus, my heart today, I'm handing it over to you. Please, we want to pray quickly. Join us forward so we can pray for you. Father, we thank you. Everyone in front, pray this simple prayer with me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today in total surrender. I cannot help myself. I ask for your forgiveness. I ask for your mercy. Jesus, wash me with your precious blood that you shed on the cross of Calvary. Make me a new person and give me a new life. From today, I decree that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. I will follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I pray for you. Father, thank you for everyone that has come forward. Grace has made them make this decision. Lord, let the same grace keep them in this faith walk for life. They will make it to heaven when their time on the earth is over. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please open your eyes. Go with our kingdom friends. They will help you with the decision that you have made. We have our pastors as well. They will help you with the decision you've made. Church, please clap your hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to lay your hand upon yourself as a point of contact and begin to decree, Lord, by the teaching I've had today, I enter into my season of favor. My family,
my business, my career. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Make that declaration. Make that declaration. Season of favor. Season of favor. Season of supernatural favor. Call it supernatural favor. Supernatural favor. Favor everywhere. Favor everywhere I go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Are you sure you are praying for yourself? No more misfortune. No more delay. No more emptiness. I receive my favor. My favor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have declared. Your hands is laid on you, one form or the other, whether it's on your head or as a form of contact. But I am agreeing with you this morning that in the name of Jesus, a new season of favor opened up for you. I told you, say it louder, amen. God said, I will give the children of Israel favor. I therefore decree that the children of Winners Chapel, Birmingham, God begins to give you favor. The days of emptiness are finally over. By the favor of God, I decree every misfortune is over. The days of misfortune, the days of dryness, the days of wilderness experience, I command and I decree that they are over. In the name of Jesus, the hand of God comes upon you from today. You begin to enjoy goodwill, unusual kindness, unusual access, unusual open doors. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, so they gave them as they require. Everything you require from today, be it finance, be it health, be it strength, be it vitality. For somebody is immigration, for somebody is promotion, for somebody they want healing in their body. Anything you require, favor covers it. I therefore decree, by the favor of God, whatever you require, receive it in the name of Jesus. Beginning from now, by the mercy of God, your days of wilderness are finally over. Every curse and enchantment is destroyed in this service. As you go out this week, you will experience supernatural favor. As you come in this week, you will experience supernatural favor. I decree a new door of financial favor open up for you. There shall be business favor opening up for you. Career favor opening up for you. In the name of Jesus. Where there is favor, there cannot be captivity. He said, he has made my mountain to stand strong. Therefore, I decree that everyone under any form of captivity, you are free in the name of Jesus. That burden is lifted up your shoulder. That burden is lifted up your neck. That burden is lifted up your life. From today, that nightmare is finally over. Nightmare finally over. Marital delay over. Business breakdown over. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And what more? He said, weeping may endure for a night, but the joy of the Lord cometh in the morning. I therefore decree upon you, by the favor of God, your season of favor and your season of laughter is finally here. Throughout this week, you shall be hearing congratulations, 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 congratulations. Lift up your hands and give God thanks. It is done. Father, thank you. I am in my season of congratulations, my season of jubilations. I give you thanks. I give you praise. Would you do that from the depth of your heart? Wave unto him. Bless his name. Magnify him. Glorify him. Father, we thank you. Take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have received. You receive that. Your amen can be the loudest. Please give Jesus a big hand of praise. Help me congratulate your neighbor as you take your seat. Tell them congratulations. You have entered your season of favor. Amen.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.